Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America, online, thisweekinamerica.us. Investigation Discovery's hit series Breaking Homicide follows former Rhode Island police detective Derek Levasseur and forensic psychologist Chris Mulhandy as they investigate murder cases submitted by viewers who are still seeking justice over the loss of a loved one. Derek, a veteran police officer, decorated sergeant from Central Falls, Rhode Island, hired at only 20 years old, one of the youngest ever hired at the department, working patrol detective, later special investigations unit, as an undercover detective where we worked with ATF, DEA, FBI, and Secret Service. Multiple awards, including the Medal of Valor, the highest honor a sworn officer can receive, and the American Red Cross Hero Award after saving seven people from a burning building. His new book, The Undercover Age, reached number one in new releases in only 5 days. If the name sounds familiar, he was winner of season 16 of CBS's hit series Big Brother, actually considered by many to be one of the greatest players ever, record earnings of $575,000, and recently starred on the hit Investigation Discovery docuseries as O.J. Innocent. And now, chasing down new clues and decades-old crimes on Investigation Discovery's Breaking Homicide, season finale Sunday, May 20th, 10 Eastern Pacific, Derek Levasseur with us on This Week in America. Hi, Derek. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me. That was quite the introduction. Thank you for that.
You've had quite a career, and we get to see you in action during this series. What's really interesting with the series, Breaking Homicide, is a series that what viewers wanted and asked for, countless emails, phone calls, seeking help with unsolved crimes. This is really something, a program that only ordered itself, isn't it?
You know, Investigation Discovery has been receiving calls for help from their audience members for years. And part of the reason Discovery ID is so liked and watched by so many people is because a lot of the audience members can relate in one way or another because of their own tragedies. So there's been a lot of calls for help to have, you know, their own personal cases looked into. And we feel that Breaking Homicide is the answer to those calls for help. And we're hoping that we're able to actually give some families some closure.
We've seen a variety of cases that you've looked into this season, ending with the season finale. This is a fascinating murder case, Palmdale, California, and they actually had a conviction. Tell us what we're going to see in the finale.
That's right. As you just mentioned, Michelle O'Keefe was tragically murdered in a park-and-ride parking lot. She was shot and killed. There was a security guard on duty that night. His name was Raymond Jennings. Based on some inconsistencies in his story and some circumstantial evidence, the police arrested him. After three trials, he was convicted of her murder. He did 11 years in prison, and then the charge was overturned. He was found factually innocent. However, there's a lot of his family members that still believe he was involved in her death. So in this case, a little different from other ones, we have to answer two questions. Is Raymond Jennings innocent? And if he is, who did it? Because it had to be someone there that night. So we have to look at the other potential persons of interest and see some of the theories surrounding them and if they have alibis. And what we really pride ourselves on in the show is reinterrogating everyone we can. And I'm glad to say that not only were we able to track Ray Jennings down, we were able to get him on camera and we asked him some really tough questions. So now the viewers can judge for themselves whether they believe he's being honest or not.
That's one of the reasons I think that the program is so successful, your willingness to push the envelope, to go and to get answers to questions, as you did in a murder you investigated from your hometown with Michelle Norris, where you confronted someone and you really confronted them. You pushed the envelope. Talk about doing that, and once you feel, okay, this is the next step, and I have to take it.
Yeah, you know, listen, we're not naive to the fact that it's going to be a little controversial because, you know, we're putting these people in the spotlight. But, you know, to answer these questions, to solve these tough cases from 20, 30 years ago, you have to take a different route than what's been done before, and you have to be willing to take risks. And I'm willing to do that. I look at each case now as if it was my own family member, and what would I do if it was my brother, my sister, my mother, my father, my wife, my kids? How far would I go while still remaining in the confines of the law? And I don't look at these situations as, you know, this tumultuous conversation where I'm confronting them and trying to sneak attack them. You know, although it does appear that way in the techniques we use. What it really is an opportunity for them to explain themselves. We're not going there on a whim. We're going there based on the facts and circumstances surrounding their possible involvement in these cases. So instead of just plastering them all over the camera and putting their picture on the show, we give them an opportunity in live to explain themselves, and we don't give them a heads up because we don't want them coming up with premeditated answers. We want to hear what they really think and feel. And if you're telling the truth, that'll come through. If you're not, that'll also come through. So that's what we're trying to do on the show and let the viewers decide whether or not they believe these individuals when they hear what they have to say.
Got about a minute left. Talk about the challenges of going back to crimes that in some cases are 30 years old. You've got new technology available now that you didn't back then that has to be beneficial, but you also have memories, and memories fade over time. How difficult is this to go back and reassemble what actually happened?
It's extremely difficult, and more importantly, in most cases, if they're unsolved, we don't have access to the actual case files, so it makes it even more difficult. We basically have to create our own file. But although it's very difficult, you have to actually ask yourself, just because it's difficult, should it not be done?
Yes.
And I think for most people, the answer is no. You know, obstacles create challenges, and challenges create opportunities, right? So that's the bottom line, is we know that we're going in an uphill battle here, but nobody has really tackled this the way we're tackling it. And that's a problem, because there's too many unsolved cases out there that have had a profound effect on the families, and we want to try to create hope. We want to try to create a situation where people watch the show and say, regardless of what's happened, people still care and people want to see closure, and if we work together collectively, we can prevail under any circumstance. And that's what we're really trying to convey here.
And you said going into the season, you hope you make a difference, and you are making a difference. We're talking about Investigation Discovery's hit new series, Breaking Homicide, season finale, Sunday, May 20th, 10 Eastern Pacific. With us on the program, featured in the show, is Derek Levasseur. Derek, always a pleasure to have you on the program. Congratulations on the good work you're doing. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you very much, and I'll see you guys Sunday night.
Looking forward to it Sunday night, 10 o'clock on Investigation Discovery. This Week in America, online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.